listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 30. So today is Monday, November 4th. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss something that's very important, and that's election stress and its impact on mental health. I'm going to go over what election stress is and give some examples on how it manifests, and most importantly, tips on how to protect your peace on election day. And again, as a reminder, please, please, please exercise your right to vote. So what is election stress? Well, it's a heightened state of emotional and mental strain that many individuals experience during the political election season. This is influenced by exposure to intense news cycles, divisive political discussions, and the general uncertainty that can surround election outcomes. For some, this stress is due to concerns about the future, policies that impact personal lives, or simply the overwhelming amount of information and opinions circulating constantly. So here are some examples of election stress. Example 1. Consider the experience of individuals who feel directly impacted by certain policies or political platforms, such as healthcare, education, or economic stability. This personal state can amplify feelings of worry or fear. Example 2. Even social media can be a major contributor. Many find themselves scrolling through a feed filled with debates, arguments, and sometimes misinformation. This constant exposure can lead to feelings of frustration and hopelessness. And example number 3. Another common experience is the physical tension that comes with hearing political ads or discussions, even if they're just background noise. We're wired to react to these conversations, so this prolonged exposure can leave us feeling exhausted. Now, there are impacts of election stress on mental health. The first is anxiety. The sense of uncertainty during the election season can lead to increased anxiety, and we're a constant state of what if that keeps us mentally on edge. For those already struggling with feelings of depression, election season can be triggering, especially if they feel that their values or needs aren't being represented. With the constant exposure to election news, people might feel hypervigilant and unable to disconnect, and often experiencing sleep disruptions due to racing thoughts or stress dreams. Examples of this could be, take for instance, someone with a job in public health during the election season, where policy outcomes can directly affect their livelihood. They may feel an added layer of stress and worry about the potential changes that could disrupt their field. Another example is a teacher whose students and families may be affected by changing educational policies. This adds to stress that they feel about their own well-being as well as that of their students. And finally, let's consider social changes. If you've ever been at a family dinner gathering with friends where political topics come up unexpectedly, you know how stressful these situations can be. The emotional toll of these discussions is real and adds to our cumulative election stress. And I'm going to share more in the next segment.
Thank you.
talk about tips for protecting your peace on Election Day, which is tomorrow. The first is to limit news intake. Staying informed is important, but try setting specific time to check the news. Aim for once or twice a day check, and stick to reputable sources. Overconsumption of news can heighten stress and make you feel overwhelmed. Next is to set boundaries for political conversations. It's perfectly okay to let others know that you're not up for discussing politics, especially tomorrow on Election Day. You can say something like this: I appreciate your passion, but I'm taking a break from political talk today. Remember, boundaries are essential. Next is to engage in calming activities. And whether you're just reading, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones, these activities can redirect your mind and provide a sense of peace. Next, create a self-care kit. Having a to-go self-care kit on hand can be helpful. Consider including comforting items like a journal to write down your thoughts, a playlist for your favorite songs, or calming tea. This small kit can remind you to prioritize your mental well-being throughout the day. For me, I carry mala beads and a small crocheting kit wherever I go. Next is to practice mindfulness and breathing exercises. This can help to keep you grounded in the present moment. Try focusing on your breathing, deep inhales and slow exhales. This can reduce stress and help you feel centered. Plan an unplugged activity for election night. If waiting for results is particularly stressful for you, plan an activity to take your mind off of things, such as movie night or a hobby that you enjoy. Unplugging allows you to avoid the onslaught of result updates. And last is to connect with a supportive friend or community. Consider talking to someone who shares similar values or simply understands your feelings. A text message, a call, or a meetup can be a comforting reminder that you're not alone. Election stress is a common experience, and it's okay to acknowledge it without judgment. By taking proactive steps to protect your peace, you're prioritizing your mental health in a meaningful way. Remember, your peace is within your control. On Election Day, stay grounded, stay present, and keep your mental health at the forefront of everything you do. Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.